One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three.
Stand for the invocation and pledge. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We pray for our country and the challenges that it faces. Pray for all those Americans held captive. Thank you for this facility. Give us wisdom and how to advise the city council on your name and play.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Sarah Crawford is absent. Randy Pines.
Here.
Jerry.
Yes.
Howard.
Here.
Chuck Savage.
Here.
We have four.
All right, this is the meeting. Anybody have any corrections or additions to the minutes?
I move they be approved this room.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second.
So move.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Good. Unfinished business, airport, Jerry.
The selection committee met on August 7th. We heard the presentations from the four shortlisted companies. After all the presentations were done, it was basically a public meeting after that. And we sat and we deliberated and we selected one consultant. And that's the Michael Baker Corporation. Doug Hamrick is here representing them. We're currently negotiating a contract now. But the hard stuff is out of the way. Now the fun stuff begins.
Are you all RSH is out. What's your name?
Doug Hamrick.
Project. Well, welcome aboard. That's assuming we get a great contract, right?
Right.
Do you have anything to say to the board?
Glad to be here.
I'll ask one question. What other airports are you considering to consult with?
Right now, Dennis Market, St. Clearwater Airport, Tallahassee Regional. So just kind of spend my time with the down I-75.
Yeah, why?
No, I'm sure it's still a chance to do that.
You get away with it.
Yeah.
It's airports. They really understand airports.
Oh, we're going to need a rental car.
Why were they just curious what was the...
You know, it was... We're still negotiating the contracts.
Right.
So there's a possibility that we could still... You know, if we can't successfully negotiate a contract with Michael Baker, then we would fall back and go with RSNH. Right. So, I mean, I'd be happy to answer that question when everything's official. The consultants want to know too, and I can't really talk about our selection process until we actually have a signed contract. And RSNH wants some criticism. Hanson wants some constructive criticism. Just kind of waiting around. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it was really close between the four. I mean,
yeah.
We all agree that any of the four could have done the job.
Mm-hmm.
That the airport has was just a couple of small minor details that they could put paper over the edge.
Yeah.
And no problem making a transition like that on all the police surveys, electronic.
Not on my end.
So that on your
not end. On my end.
I see. So you got recreation of the wheel then?
I don't know. Cat is cat. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. When do y'all expect that to be done?
The ball's in Michael Baker's court. And we're just waiting for them to compile. Oh yeah, I would hope so. I would hope, because we got. We got a parking lot for the terminal. We got to get started on design. We need to get that done quick, so we've got projects waiting in the wings.
That's interesting.
Okay, good.
Lawyers off the bus.
All right, they already should go, but you know,
generally, not me though.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the air show real quick. We met with the city manager. We talked about hosting an air show or open house, talking about planning. He wants to know a little bit more about the cost. He wants to know a lot more about the benefits of doing such a deal, putting that together. I spoke with Krista, advised her of the meeting. It was a good meeting. It was a positive meeting. Definitely want to see something out here. We just need to vet the project and the event a little bit more, but I haven't heard back from Krista, so we're doing our part on this end. Things have been a little busy, vacations and whatnot, some staff changes we'll get to here in a little bit, but onto the fuel farm. The building permits have been received late last week. We will issue the notice to proceed next Tuesday, and we're off on Monday. So that project will kick off. We'll get that going. Yeah. Excuse me. New business, staffing issues. Wayne Middleton was headhunted to head the Williston International Airport. And, I'm kidding. But, now, Wayne actually put his notice in. He's no longer with the airport. He started with the city of Williston, I think it was on Monday. And he is the new manager of the Williston Airport. So he went up there, and we're really happy for him. I think it's a good fit. He's only 10 minutes away from the airport from where he lives. And, certainly will be missed on this end, but it's not like he's going out of state or anything. We'll still see him at all the local statewide meetings and whatnot. And
that was here instead of here.
Yeah. Actually, it makes you feel good. I've trained in airport manager.
It'd be like a parent, you know,
Yeah, but that it does leave some challenges on in the short term for us. Myself, Eric, and Wayne. I'm sorry, Ken. are the only three that are doing the day-to-day stuff right now. So we're exploring how we fill his shoes. What's the best way to do it? I'm sorry. That's no problem. No, it's changing the light bulbs. It's been an issue. I kid. But, you know, Wayne's departure, it affords us the chance to really look at a few things and maybe capitalize on that, change some things, capitalize on some efficiencies, and maybe increase some responsibilities and some compensation accordingly. So we'll look at all that. We'll definitely have a positive direction at the next meeting. So.
What do you think of
that? Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the
fifth. Sorry, I didn't realize
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, very close to
me. Yeah.
Fuel and ops. Looking pretty good. We're, if you look at the year-to-date numbers over here, about 9.7% over this time last year. Avgas, we had a double delivery. We must have been really low in June.
Well, I grabbed them before the price went up.
So we had a double delivery in July.
I was holding a lot of inventory for quite a while, but it was worth it.
Yeah, that's good. So things are still trending positive. On the operations side, the last couple months, not so bad. In June, we were just about even. And in July, we're about 400 operations over July of last year. So overall, though, we are still down on the year, probably down about 6%. And this is our slow season. Hopefully things will pick up September, October, November, December.
Well, I can tell you, I think a lot of that is attributed to high school. Mm-hmm. Ron and them have really done an awesome job getting students in there from Ecuador and France and Germany and all over the place. But I think that's really increased the group. We got something to sale. This is usually not a big sale for Flyers. And it's tending more and more that people are doing stuff online, depending on loan.
Yeah.
And I've talked to quite a few people that, you know, people that normally fly in are doing online now. Maybe hiring a consultant here to look at the courses and then recommending, and either getting online.
What else?
That's it. That's
it? Yeah, quick meeting.
Any lease activities?
Yeah, I've had some inquiries. There's a couple renewals that are coming up. You'll see those at the next meeting. A couple of hangar assignments, which are no big deal. Hangar sell, they move, things like that.
All right, any person is wishing to appear?
Is it going well? Is it going well? We're all going to miss Wayne greatly.
Yeah.
We've got a football starter tomorrow night, and you guys are available to come out. It's a late one. It's Idaho. They're going to be here for 7:45. Oh. And it's going to be a rainy mess. So, I mean, rainy, horrible evening. Rainy
tomorrow?
Yeah. We have an 80% chance starting at 5 through the whole evening. Tomorrow night. And it's going to be a big offload for the teams coming fully loaded with everything that normally they bus equipment in. So we've got probably 190 bags, and then after we get the bags, we've got to get numerous trunks, 300-400 pound trunks.
Well, do you have any much great calls on that, whether it's out of system or
just... I don't know. I watched it today, and I got fuel ordered the first thing tomorrow morning. They committed to 2,500 gallons, so I could get more, which is awesome.
Wow.
So I got that from Gainesville. Normally they get up to Gainesville, so I made a really good deal to get fuel here instead of Gainesville. What's the latest with staffing? You ever going to have to meet from the airport there tomorrow?
I'll be there, and Ken will be there for the arrival.
Ken signed off on the training, but you're not. Right. As long as...
Ken's there, but we will not be there for the departure.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I feel comfortable pulling the stairs away,
yeah,
liability-wise, but you know, we just had a little issue with old harmless liability and using city equipment with another person. But that was solved.
Okay.
But anyway, if any of you want to come stand out in the rain and greet them,
It is 60% chance.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
Rainfall possibly over 1 inch in the evening.
Yeah. So bring your rain gear.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is the restaurant still doing well?
Yes, they are very well. They're going through some personal issues, but...
Personal
divorce.
Oh, yeah.
But I had a meeting with him yesterday, and he seems to have it under control, and he's got another, you know, make it work. And we discussed the signage, which Matt and I looked at yesterday, and I talked with him about that tomorrow. We'll put some more signage, up on our building, for the far right side of our building. Put a big sign up there, so that people in the street can see it better, the time flies. So I have no problem with that.
Good.
But they're going up. Lots of good comments.
So proud.
Oh yeah, some days there's waiting lines. Mm-hmm. Some days it's 3 or 4 people, and then other days you can't get in there.
Yeah.
Repairs are down due to personnel. And installations are okay. Doing okay. Keep it busy. What's another
care
still? Yeah, he's still, you know, but...
Is the intercom still working?
No.
Really?
Is that question?
No, that's the intercom gate.
We downloaded, we printed out the manual on it to try to set date, time, and all the other crap in it, and, excuse me, but, right, you get about 6 feet, you get, it works fine, you go through the gate, put the unit in your hand, and walk away, and video might work, it'll chime, but I'm not sure if it's there, I'm not sure if the gate, the button works, but I don't know if it's, I gotta go outside to... After I push the button, tell the guy to push on the gate because
okay.
I can't do it on...
I'll call Craig up and have him bring the hardwire set in.
Yeah, because that. The wireless doesn't work in hangars.
Okay.
It even says in the manual that
oh.
metal building and stuff is maybe a problem.
Okay.
Go through the gate, go through the chain of fence hangar, metal building.
Okay.
All right. Any other comments? Door panels?
No.
I had one quick question on the air show with Krista.
Yeah.
If she vanishes, what would be the chances of the airport undertaking that until it's settled?
Probably pretty good.
I think it's a pretty good idea.
If we were to do it in-house, we'd form some sort of an air show committee. There are some locals that were involved in the air show up in Gainesville that I'm sure would love to participate again, and they were instrumental in securing the sponsorship and some of the co-op dollars up there. We could enlist them here to do much of that, and securing the air show acts and things like that. And we've done that before. We could do it again, so it would be a good possibility.
Another question: you had prepared or sent a letter to the Board of Realtors and Real Estate Brokers regarding all the available land out here. Have you heard anything back, or have you...
No, I haven't sent that. No, we're drafting the broker policy, and I haven't sent it out.
Yeah, I noticed I just came back from Orlando at the International Shopping Center conference down there. I mean, Randy, you went down last year. And it might be worth putting a booth up down there for the airport, because there was a tremendous amount of activity down there this year.
Huh. Did you see any other airports?
A lot of municipalities.
Okay.
I did not spend a lot of time seeing whether or not the airport was included in their presentation. The city of Titusville, the city of Cocoa.
Was Ocala there?
No.
The chamber? No?
No.
And what was the name of the event?
I'll get you the information.
Okay.
I'll International Shopping Center Conference. ICSC, if you Google that, it'll pop up.
Okay.
I talked to a couple of retailers, and it's not where it was 8 years ago, 10 years ago, but I've had some inquiries from a few people wanting some build-to-suits. I got to see you after the meeting. So
that's a good thing.
Yeah. Meeting adjourned.
Third year.
Third?
Anyway, for what it's worth.
Good.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Nothing further?
Thank you.
Sorry.